Do you know what I'm sad about?
What?
Last night, we didn't record, but you kept talking about your tight little body. And
I know. And you know what actually sucks? Literally this morning, as I sat down to do this recording, I was like, damn it, I had a cold open kind of like in the chamber yesterday, and I don't have one today.
What was it? What was yesterday's?
It was my tight little body.
Yeah.
My tight little body. Yeah.
And we're not giving context, but I don't think context helps, really.
Context wouldn't help, really.
No.
I just know that I have a tight little body.
Yeah, just know
also
about
also know that.
That
I said to Dylan, don't worry, Daddy, Kitten's got a tight body, and then Dylan grimaced like they were going to fully die.
I think I did die. I think actually
yeah, this
now
is
I
a
am
dream.
A specter.
This is a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
This is kind of the synapses of your brain firing off trying to find any.
Yeah, just trying to find anything good to make my last moments bearable.
Oh, and it's recording with me.
And
that's
it's recording
nice.
Dorkspawn.
It's recording Dorkspawn with me. To help in your, you know, the fact that your beautiful mind is firing off.
Withering
I have
away.
A billion Magic the Gathering cards around me. All of them Fallout related, which is fun, and I know how you love that.
And that's how I know that I'm not actually dead and that this is real.
There we go. I'm actually these are the smelling salts to get you to wake up.
Yeah.
It's me mentioning Magic the Gathering. But I have my Wise Mothman deck who's in Fallout 76. But in Wise Mothman I've added Danny Pink from Doctor Who. So
Nice.
Yeah.
And so why you know what? Why are those two related? Do you think?
Well, because whenever the Wise Mothman gives someone a +1/+1 counter, Danny Pink lets me draw a card. So obviously, because both of those are related to the media that they're in, that's why they're both in the deck together, because they kind of because they're related in forms of media.
Oh, okay.
You understand? You understand? You're just pretending not to.
No, and you know what? It's not an understanding thing. It is a, like, why?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
No.
Just because it is. I had an espresso shot today because we're out of, like, the normal... We have, a coffee machine.
Yeah.
With the little pods that you put in.
Yeah, you have
and my housemate
espresso. You have a Nespresso.
A Nespresso. And my housemate's really good at just like, she just buys a giant box of assorted coffee things. But he only drinks the just 1-2 shot espressos every morning. I don't, however, I need something more than that. So today I drank just an espresso on its own because I was like, I kind of need the coffee because I can already feel my stupid caffeine addiction headache coming on. So I'm thinking in about 20 minutes to 30 minutes, I'm going to kind of transcend and go completely fucking insane over the fact that.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun for me and the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that it's kind of like a sonic nightmare is what I'm assuming it's going to end up being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey Dylan, what the fuck are we doing here?
Well, this is Dorkspawn. Which
this energy today is low and interesting. It being 11 a.m. on a Friday.
Do you know what's crazy?
What?
Is the energy is fine, but you've just said that the energy is low, and now you manifested a low energy.
No, I'm not manifesting it. My energy might be a little low because I woke up again approximately 20 minutes ago. So
no, whatever. This
so
is
I'm
Dorkspawn.
Making it with...
It's a podcast.
Don't you self-fulfill prophecy me. Evil
but
villain.
I love to self-fulfill prophecy you.
You do. What are you drinking? Are you drinking? Do you have a coffee?
I just had a coffee. I'm having an iced tea Well, I had an iced tea. I have one sip of an iced tea left.
Good.
But yeah, I am. My name is Dylan, and I have never played a Fallout game before.
Mm. My name is Robin. I play the Fallout franchise 100 a billion times.
And this is Dorkspawn, where we play choice-heavy video games and discuss them chapter by chapter, book club style. Or we play Fallout New Vegas and we talk,
and then we talk about
that.
It occasionally. So technically, so this is what's interesting. You know me. The listeners may know my desire for very extensive note-taking when it comes to these, you know, these games. So like Dragon Age, I took up a whole notebook's worth. The same with Mass Effect. This week, not a single one.
Yeah.
I truly just didn't even pick up my notebook.
I don't know how to take notes about this game. Yeah. There's so much. We're in another, and I've talked to you about this, so I'm gonna talk about it because I'd like to be honest with the listeners. I'm having a tough time with this game. It's tough because it is so open world, and the world is interesting, but it is not full, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of world and not as much stuff in that world. So, like, I will find myself playing this game for hours and hours and being like, what have I done? I've played for hours. What have I accomplished? I don't actually know. And that might be that I just don't know the game very well, and that, like, if I knew it better, maybe I would know, like, a direction to take or whatever. But I'm struggling with that. I'm also struggling because I've now become infamous with the Legionnaires.
Interesting.
I started traveling. I have Boone with me. Boone is like, I hope you know, we come across Legionnaires, we're killing all of them. And I was like, yeah, I agree. They're pretty fucking evil. Like, like, Ace is a guy who does not default to violence whenever possible, is pretty much trying to be smart whenever he can be. But the Legionnaires are pretty pure evil, so that has been his exception, where it's like, yeah, no, they're we kill them for sure.
Yeah.
So on the same page with Boone about that. But so we went wandering in the desert at one point and found a bunch of Legionnaires, killed a bunch of them. I almost died a lot. did die a lot. And so now I'm super, super infamous, hated all the way. So I can't fucking go anywhere. turns out they're fucking everywhere. So like that rats. has been a little bit of a struggle. Especially because so we have gone to Vegas. I think actually before I went to Vegas, I might have done something else. And let's see. I rescued some NCR hostages from the. Oh no, that was something I picked up in Vegas. Actually, I think is that I rescued some NCR hostages that were being kept in a mine. I did that. The Legionnaire has declared me in Dematio Memore. So they are seeking me as a trophy.
fantastic.
So I went to Vegas.
Okay. Yes.
I know I did other stuff before that. Do I know what it is? I'm really unsure. But I have gone to Vegas. So upon entering the city of Vegas, well, which first of all, because I don't think we talked about this. I think we talked about this off mic, but when you are about to enter Vegas, which you do through
Freeside. You have to go
Freeside,
through Freeside,
which I love. Yeah. Freeside is such a piece of shit city. It's so great. Everyone in Freeside is a piece of shit. The city is on fire. There was a guy that just like started running away from me, and I was like, "Oh, what's up?" And I followed him, and then he led me to an alley, and I was like, "Hey, that's a dead body." And he was like, "Yep, want to go look at it?" And then I did, and he was like, "I'm gonna kill you." And I was like, "Oh, wow, Freeside is a special place, very special place." So through Freeside is how you get into Vegas, and there are armed robots that are just like, you, if you want to get in here, you have to
submit to a credit check
or have a passport. And I was deeply confused. I was going around and like talking to people, and I didn't get anything that prompted me to understand what the passport thing was about. And I misunderstood the credit check thing at first. I thought I had to pay that money.
You would have the first person who runs up to you and talks to you just before the gate is like, "Hey, you can't get through here either without a credit check or a passport."
Yes, he did tell
me
that.
And then tells you where to get a passport if you want.
Oh, he did? I guess I missed that. But the credit check thing, I thought I had to spend that money. So then I was like running around being like, I don't want to lose all of the money, almost all the money I have in my account. And thankfully you clarified for me that it is just to make sure I have that money.
Yeah, because only the rich are allowed to go into Vegas.
Yeah, which is fine. So I'm apparently rich, which is interesting. And so I did talk to the robot. Robot cop let me in. Vegas is kind of cool. I mean, immediately upon entering, you're invited to go and meet Mr. House.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like somebody stops you the second you walk into the city and is like...
Yeah, specifically Victor is the one that comes up to you and is like, "Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
And you're, it is because Victor. This whole time, everywhere you go, Victor is there also. And then never really knows why he's in the same places as you. And then when you get to Vegas, he's like, "Hey, so Mr. House wants you to go visit. I know why I'm..." And then you go up and then you speak to Mr. House. Mr. House is like, "Yeah, I've had him watch you for years." Yeah.
So I didn't go in right away. I tried to wander around a bit. Talk to this old couple who are like sitting outside. Talk to a bunch of people, went into a bunch of places. All of these places make you surrender your weapons. But uh-huh. I did meet someone outside who sold me a switchblade that I could hide.
Yeah.
When you go into certain places, which is very good. And then I met Yes Man, who is another robot So first you need to go find Benny, who is the guy that you're here to find, the guy that took your medallion thing and killed you. Your medallion thing, we'll call it.
Whatever gets you through the day, babe, that's fine.
Don't ever correct me again. So hang on, let's see. Let me see if I can find my...
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Whilst I did similar things, I went into Freeside. On seeing that I needed money, because my guy is a young little tweaker at the minute, is still addicted to a lot of drugs and all of the alcohol imaginable, doesn't have a lot of money, So instead of getting the credit check, I was kind of forced to go work for the several gangs around Freeside. Ended up working for the Atomic Wrangler, I believe is the Atomic Wrangler.
Yeah.
Nope, that's the casino. I am working for... Oh, gosh. It's a name of a place. Oh, it's the Van Graffs. I ended up working for the Van Graffs. Plasma laser energy weapon gang that own a shop. They're all like the most corrupted you could possibly be. They have a similar thing where when you go in, you have to submit all of your weapons. So I did so. I walked in. You are treated to an opening scene of walking in where they execute some. They have two people who like snubbed them on a deal, and then to teach one of them a lesson, they execute one of them and turn them into ash. And then they're like, okay, the shop's open now, as the other guy runs away. I walked over. I talked to them. I ended up working for them for a little bit, so I had to like strong arm and like pat down some people. I had to deliver a package, and then they told me to go get a woman named the Rose of Sharon Cassidy and bring her there. And I was like, ooh, I think meta-wise, they're going to kill one of my companions if I bring her here. So I wasn't sure about that.
Ooh, yeah.
So I went out. I did... I did vault, I think it's vault 21, which is the underwater vault. I did
22.
That. 22. I did that. Killed a bunch of ghouls, unlocked a bunch of stuff, got a shit ton of weapons from that. It was really tough.
It's tough.
I was inhaling radiation.
Yes.
I have been one step away from dying of radiation for pretty much this entire week, because I was wandering around this vault specifically. Then I did beat it. There is one lockpicked gun case that you need 100 lockpick for. So I haven't gotten that because I don't have 100 lockpick. I have upped my speech, my barter, and now my repair to being really pretty good. I have my guns a little bit. Because I'm using only silenced weapons and like snipers, after scouring through this place, I went back to Freeside, went to the gun runners, and then I sold every single item I had. That with the Van Graaff's money, I was able to then pass the credit check after. I did see the people that were offering me a passport. Because the passport is only 500 caps rather than, but it's 500. You can either spend 500 caps, or you can have 2,000 to get to get a credit check. Mm-hmm. I saw them. I like spoke. So it's in Mick and Ralph's is where you can get this other passport. I spoke to, I think it's Ralph, who is the weapons manufacturer. Mick is the supplies guy. I might be getting that mixed up, but it doesn't really matter. Anyway, I spoke to the guy who sells weapons, and then I because I was in line with the Van Graaffs and people had seen me do stuff around Freeside, it gave me the option to speech check him into opening up his hidden supplies. So then he walks to a wall and the whole wall opens up to show like way more weapons. So I was really happy about that. Sold him all my stuff, as well as selling some stuff to the gun runners. And then I was able to pass the credit check. However, I immediately went to Mr. House, who,
you did. Okay.
When speaking to Mr. House, he tells you a few ways to get to Benny rather than just walk over to him and speak to him. He tells you that if you speak to the guy at the front desk and tell him that Mr. House has sent you here, because Mr. House owns all of the gangs in Vegas, the chairman included, that you can get his like second in command head chairman, the guy who runs the casino, into giving you Benny's key for his apartment and then going up and fucking them over in a different way because he's going to go distract Benny. So I did that. Rather than doing the full confrontation, I decided to go sneaky about it. I like Mr. House as a character. I love him so much. He's just the worst piece of shit. And I think it's fascinating because all he does is manipulate the character. So I am a drug-addled, very paranoid guy. So then I was like, okay, and this guy's trying to manipulate me and saying, you're doing really well at this. Hey, if you go do this, we can rule Vegas together. And I was like, oh, well, Jake is obviously going to be like, okay, yeah, sure, we can rule Vegas together. This will be good.
Yeah.
And is currently listening to him really hard.
Wow.
Mr. House has a sex robot that I think is really funny. There is also a sex robot in Freeside called Fisto, but I didn't meet Fisto.
I did not meet Fisto, but I did meet Mr. House's sex robot.
Mr. House's sex robot.
Yeah.
Which is really fun because talking to them, she's all like real like, oh, hey there, sugar, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then when you say goodbye, it's just dead silence. It's like, oh, this person's so charming and personable. And then as soon as you say bye, it is a creepy, weird silence. And it's like, oh, there, this is a robot. this is a robot. Mr. House is a weird freak.
A robot modeled after a real woman, apparently, is what she, like, she was a real, like, or she was modeled after his favorite girl or something like that.
Yeah, favorite secretary or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Mr. House is a weird freak. Mr. House gave me the presidential suite. So I left Boone in the presidential suite. And then I ended up, I left Boone in the presidential suite. I went to go get Veronica. I brought Veronica. Oh my God. And then this is a little bit after this. This is after Benny. But then I went and I found a Brotherhood of Steel bunker because Victoria kind of leads you there. But what did you do with the whole Benny thing?
So I didn't go to Mr. House. I went to the casino where Benny is and I go talk to him and I'm like, hey, you killed me. Stole my medallion thing. And Benny's like, oh, man, weird. We should go talk about this somewhere private. Go up to my suite or whatever. We'll chat. So I go up to his suite. I'm sniffing around, and then I, after I search the whole place, I go over to his little, what was it called? The like intercom. And he's like, hey, sorry about this. I don't want to talk to you. Because of all of the whole killing thing and everything. So I'm just going to get out of here. Hope that's cool. And I'm like, okay, sure. So then I go to his, because he invites me to like the presidential suite or whatever. And then I go to find his room, search his room for whatever I could find. And I find Yes Man hiding in a secret room. Who's a robot with a very happy looking face. Who is just like, yeah, I was going to help Benny take over all of Vegas. And I was like, yeah, would you help me take over all of Vegas? And he's like, guess so.
I'm programmed to never be able to say no. So sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, do you know where Benny is? He's like, yeah, bunker. you know. So he tells me where Benny is. Also tells me that Mr. House has that Mr. House also has a secret bunker that I could possibly break into without Mr. House knowing. And I was like, okay, cool, great. I love that you're telling me all this.
I think he's talking about Fortification Hill.
Which I tried to go to. And I died 447 times and then I gave up on my way there because the area that you need to cross to get to it is
covered. To not have Boone with you because as soon as you talk to Benny and leave the casino, the Legion and the NCR, who if you have negative relationships with them, come over to you and they give you a free pass. They reset your standing with them to pure neutral. But if you have Boone in your party, Boone doesn't care about that and will still start swinging on people. So you really, this game is really like, hey, listen, people have political opinions and you gotta, if you want to do a certain thing, you have to pick people that align with your, with what you're trying to do at the minute.
But again, I think that I'm already past that because yes, people,
you definitely
like,
are. If you, yeah, if you shoot one of them, you're going to become unliked. Yeah.
Yes. And I've shot, well, I have not shot any of them, but I have stabbed many of them to death with my knife. So we did that. So now I'm kind of working through and meeting all of these factions and seeing what they're all about. Mm-hmm. I have met the Great Khans. I like them.
Yeah, I have yet to meet the Great Khans on my run.
Yeah, the Great Khans are criminals, but the Great Khans are kind of like just like survival criminals. As far as I've seen so far, they're just like sort of getting by.
Yeah, they make all of the drugs that you will find in the wasteland. They're mainly raiders. And are aligned with Caesar's Legion, but aren't like directly aligned with the Caesar's Legion.
Yeah. And it was, I met them. It was fine. It was great. I think they're great. I've observed the Omertas at Gamora. Gamora, great name for a sex
sleazy casino
club.
Yeah.
great place. They're a little scary, but ultimately whatever. White Glove Society, I met, hate them. They're worst. One,
they are my besties.
One, they suck and they are cringy. And two, I walked in there. I don't remember what I was fucking doing, but I was like told to meet, I was told to meet an investigator there. Because of something.
Yeah, there's a very, very famous cattle rancher whose son has gone missing.
Yes,
outside there's a guy who is a small time rancher who says there's a big time rancher in there who won't leave. And I think he's like rivals with him and needs him to leave. You go inside and he's like, I'm not leaving because my son came here and I don't know where my son is.
Yes. Yeah. And so you're looking for the investigator to find that out. When you go to the room where the investigator is, because you talk to the White Glove Society and you're like, I need to see the investigator. They're like, fine. Go up into the room. The investigator's dead on the floor. And as soon as you walk in there, you are attacked and you are weaponless by these White Glove guys that are so fucking strong. I died a billion times again until I had the grand idea to just, as soon as they started attacking, I pickpocketed the guy, the guy dead on the ground, and then I ran out of the casino. And I ran out of the casino, and they didn't follow me out.
No, because... Yeah, they can't fight openly on the strip. Yeah.
But I've gone back in and they're not fighting me in at least the main part of the casino.
Because that would be unseemly.
There. Yeah. So I guess I just can't go upstairs, but it's fine.
That's fun. I walked in. I met the guy who was saying that his son was missing. I was like, I mean, I guess I could find your son. I don't see how this has anything to do with me, but sure. I walked over to the head of the house and I was speaking to him for a bit. He was like, I don't know where the kid is, but then maybe this other person would. So then I went to go speak to her. And then whilst I was talking to people, I got this rumor that they used to eat people at the White Glove Society.
Yes, that's true too.
So then I asked her and she was like, no, that's disgusting. That's never happened once. Blah, 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 blah. Then I went to go back to speak to the head of the house and he was like, well, I mean, no, we don't. And I was like, well, it's okay. Because I had the cannibal perk. I was like, it's okay. I eat people. I understand the call for hunger or whatever it is. And he's like, oh, you do understand. Okay, so what happened was originally we were planning on kidnapping this other guy, but he got away. The reason why we're kidnapping that guy is because he was very rich, very noble blood, good food, but and also no one would miss him if we took and killed him. But he found us out too early, so he's now bunkered down somewhere else. So then we had to grab anyone, and we grabbed this kid, and then this kid is wanted. Like, is loved and wanted by a bunch of people, so we're just kind of fucked. If you could go get that other guy, we could switch the bodies. And I was like, okay, I could go do that.
Oh my God.
I walked over, I found this guy, and he was like, hey, don't come a step closer. I was like, hey, listen, I'm just a wanderer. I don't know what you're talking to me about. He was like, okay, that's fine. And then I talked to him. I was like, so what's up? You're kind of bunkered down. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a group of people that are trying to eat me. I'm like, there's a group of people trying to eat you? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Why would you think that? I was like, I don't know. I'm just getting all these weird hints. And I was like, oh, sick. Yeah, that's tough. And then I got the ability to pistol whip him into the back, on the back of the head. I did. I hid his body in a dumpster. The White Glove Society came over and let him out. I then got the keys to the White Glove Society. They were like, okay, you can go down into the basement and let the other guy out. I walked down. I passed a speech check on him because he was in a freezer room and freaking the fuck out. And I was like, hey, it's okay. It's a case of mistaken identity. They thought that someone owed you money. Someone owed them money, and now they no longer do. So we're just going to leave. Your dad's waiting upstairs for the pickup. It's all fine. And he was like, oh my God, thank God. He left, reunited with his dad. And I was like, yeah, it's fantastic. I found your son. He gave me some money. I walked out. I walked then over to the other rancher, and I was like, yep, the other guy's left. His son was missing. Was kidnapped for money ransom stuff. He's fine now. And then all of the suspicious people were taken care of, and then walked back inside, and I went to the head of the house. I was like, hello. So you have a body? He's like, I know, I saw. Thank you so much. Tonight at 7 p.m., we're dining. So I'll tell you how this goes.
God.
Because the woman who said, oh, no, we don't do that anymore, she is in charge of everything. And she says, no, we're not going to be cannibals anymore because that's fucking crazy. The head of the house is like, we need to go back to the old ways. She just doesn't know what it tastes like. So I'm going to make a big deal. I'm going to make a big dinner. Everyone's going to come. Everyone's going to eat this person. I'm then going to, it's going to be delicious. I'm then going to reveal that we ate a person, and it's going to change her mind. So just come back later. So I did. I went back to my room. I came back. I was like, so how did it go? And he was like, it went amazingly. Everyone loved the meal. She's changed her mind. Meat's back on the menu, boys.
Yeah.
And then said, if you ever need anything, you're part of the crew if you ever need anything. So don't be afraid to reach out in case you need to help. And I said, thank you so much. And then I went over to the woman who runs everything, and she was like, oh my God, it was the best dinner ever. I can't believe I've stopped people doing this for so long. And then gave me a room gave me something. I think it was a room in the Ultralox. So now I have the White Glove Society. When it came to Benny, I walked inside of the casino. I spoke to his second in command. His second in command distracted Benny so I could go into his room. I found Yes Man in the room before Benny. I then went downstairs. I then spoke to Benny. And I was like, I don't want to do anything. I've seen Yes Man in your room. We should talk, because Mr. House is pissed at you and wants me specifically to kill you, but I've seen what's going on. We should talk about it. Fully with the intention of having Benny spill all of his secrets and then I kill him. Anyway, me and Benny we both went up to the presidential suite together. We sat and had a whole conversation, and then we both decided to work together with both of us knowing that the other one's going to kill the other one at some point and we're going to fuck each other over. And he was like, okay, well, this is my suite, so you can just kind of hang out for the day. You can take whatever you want. And I was like, well, thank you so much, Benny. Ha, ha, ha. I definitely got one over on you. And he was like, thank you, Jake. Ha, ha, ha. Definitely got one over on you.
Yeah.
And he left. As he left the presidential suite, there was like a couple of beats And then four chairmen came in wielding clubs and guns to beat my ass. But because I spoke to the chairman at the beginning, I didn't have to give him all my guns because he trusted me. So I had all my weapons on me. So Jake was running around weak as shit because I'm a little baby drug-addled boy. Killed all of his chairmen, went over to the intercom. And he was like, and then Benny was like, "It's all right, boys. Good job. I'll send a cleaner in a minute." And then I had the cool line of, "Wow, it's going to need a lot more than one cleaner because there's four bodies up here." And he was like, "What the hell? How did you kill everyone?" I was like, "Because I'm fucking sick as shit, baby.
I'm fucking awesome. I'm on so many drugs.
I'm on so many fucking drugs. I'm wired." And then Benny left Vegas, ran away. So that's how I dealt with Benny. You could also, this is one of the many ways, you 9 times out of 10 are killing Benny in Vegas. You either bring him up with the both of you and you kill him in the presidential suite. If you're a woman and you have the Black Widow perk, you can ask to sleep with him. And he's like, "Whoa, are you actually into the fact that I shot you in the head?" And you could be like, "Yeah, I just love power, baby. Let's go upstairs to your room and fuck." And he's like, "Okay." You go upstairs, you sleep with him, and then you get the option to strangle him and kill him in his sleep, which just instantly kills him. No checks required. He's just dead. And then you immediately meet Yes Man because you're right outside of his room, which is one that I really like doing.
I like that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different ways to do Benny specifically. However, this one does end in Benny running away to Fortification Hill.
Yeah.
I walked outside after this, and then the Legion were like, "Hey, you've done a lot of good things for us. Here is a chip. That's going to get you to meet Kaiser, as they say, but Caesar, as normal humans say."
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that was my little Vegas trip. I did a huge amount of shit, but that was just where you got up to in describing what you did.
Well, because so I did all of the stuff I had mentioned. And then I went to meet Mr. House. So after Benny ran away, which is like basically all Mr. House said to me, because as soon as I speak to him, he's just like, "Wow, you let Benny get away. That's disappointing." And I was like, "What are you fucking talking? I've never met you before." And he's like, "Yeah, I just assumed you would do a better job and that you would kill Benny." And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And so he's like, "You should go track Benny down and kill him for real this time and then come back and work for me." And I was like, "Okay, that's it? I guess. Okay." And so now I have the option, I think, to somebody also tipped me off. This lady tipped me off and was like, a scientist lady, and she was like, "You could sabotage Mr. House's electrical systems."
Woman from the Followers of the Apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I might also like.
Followers of the Apocalypse are normally good people. Yeah.
Yeah. She was just like, "You could just shut him off." So I don't know how to do that yet, but it's an option and I like it, generally speaking.
Well, the Followers of the Apocalypse specifically want to hack into his system so that they can like listen in and get a bunch of tech knowledge. They don't necessarily want him dead. Everyone else does, though.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm only saying that because the quest says either hack into his system or kill him. Is what the quest is. But then I also, when I met with the Great Khans, who I also like, I spoke to like the son of the leader of the Great Khans, and he was telling me like my father basically has sort of lost his way, and he's in a like very, very tenuous, very fragile alliance with the Legionnaires, and very few of us like that. We don't want to be partnered with them, but we can't convince him out of it. So I think the next thing is to somehow talk the leader out of partnering with Legionnaires. I did walking around that camp, I met a Legionnaire and he was like, "I'm only not killing you because of our alliance." And I was like,
yeah.
Cool.
Because the Legion are like are very puritanical in their worldview. They're like, they're as evil as they are, but they're like, don't do drugs, else we will also kill you. And the Great Khans make drugs, so it's kind of not the best for them. But they are also a raider faction, so they kind of can. They're like, I mean, we can stop making drugs if it means that we get to rule part of the wasteland.
So I kind of like them. I obviously don't like Mr. House at all. I don't like the NCR, and I've talked to a couple of other people out in the world about this, and the prevailing thought with all of the factions that I like is that the NCR is not ideal, but like, but not a major threat. Like at the, like they're something that we can possibly work with.
NCR is America. It's just going back to how America currently functions. There's like, I was speaking to someone and they said, the NCR don't do anything illegal, but that's because they pass a law to make what they're doing not illegal. And then do it anyway. So it's like, oh, so these people are bad, evil villains. And it's like, that's generally the consensus, is that they are bad, evil villains.
Yeah. There are just right now more openly evil people doing much more evil shit.
Very much so. Yeah.
And that is kind of what's going on. So like, so yeah. So I think Ace right now is like learning that he kind of sympathizes more with these like outlaw types than any of the like bigger organizations.
So
that's sort of where we're at. So right now the Great Khans and the Apocalypse group are the two that maybe I hate the least.
So you're going independent then?
What do you mean? I said I like them. I might like.
Yeah, but no, that's independence though. That's making Vegas independent, because you have the choice of joining the Legion, NCR, Mr. House, or letting Vegas go independent. Which is the factions just kind of rule themselves.
Oh, so you don't partner with those other groups?
No, you can have them join a team. You can kind of push them into joining one of the teams, because the Followers of the Apocalypse and the Great Khans are too small to do anything. They don't have like the standing to be able to rule a state, but the Legion and the NCR and Mr. House does have that standing. So to not join with any of those three is to make Vegas
confusing.
Go independent.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season, available now on QueerPG.
Hey, dorks! Our friends over at Soul Muppet Publishing are launching a very special event that you should definitely check out.
Orbital Blues Month starts April 1st and features 6 different creators crowdfunding their supplemental content for the sad space cowboy game Orbital Blues.
I've played Orbital Blues a couple of times now, and this game really lives up to its hype. So more NPCs, more adventures, and more settings in which to traumatize your space cowboys with is always going to be good.
And each of these campaigns will come with a single from Incredible Behold, who has already created the bass soundtrack for the game, as heard on My First Dungeon, and will come with a custom sticker related to each new project by Joshua Clark.
Please go check out the full event and campaigns on BackerKit starting April 1st at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, so if I wanted to not be independent, I would be convincing like the Great Khans and maybe a few others to also join, like, for example, the NCR with me. That is like,
yeah, the Great Khan specifically can't join the NCR because the NCR hate them, but can join Legion. Speak to the major factions, the major factions will be like, these are the people we are interested in having is joining our party. These are the people who are going to join the other factions. You have to deal with them in some way. So Followers of the Apocalypse, I'm actually not sure. I can't necessarily remember who they join. I imagine it's the NCR. Maybe it's no one. But being independent is like having Vegas be run by, on its own. Have the people have the chance to run Vegas, which will always go bad because there's too many moving parts and too many people. Council making a horse, they always make a camel. It's that kind of thing where,
sure.
But you're getting all of these, you're imploring all of these independent factions to be like, you can own a tiny, tiny bit of the waste, but a lot of other people are going to be owning their own parts of the waste, and we all have to kind of try to make this together. Rather
that
than having
good, but it's bad.
Well, it's just, you're just a guy. You're a guy and all of these people with all of these pretty heavy political differences, you're asking them all just to like, no, let's just live peacefully. And it's like, okay, these people kill people and eat them for a living. How are we supposed to live peacefully with these guys? These guys make drugs and sell it to anyone. How am I supposed to live peacefully with these guys? These guys are literally raiders. They'll come and kill us in the night. I'll say yes, sure, for this minor moment.
So what if I kill all of the Legionnaires and then everybody else?
The Legion is also not just in Vegas. The Legion comes all the way from Colorado. The Legion are just a whole thing throughout the wastes. You could kill all of the Legion, but then Mr. House will be fine with the NCR because the NCR gives him a lot of money, but the NCR won't necessarily be fine with one guy ruling Vegas because they're like, no, we want to rule Vegas. We should do it because we're the army and the army should be ruling Vegas.
Okay.
You can also speak to one of the companion that I've just gotten, which is Arcade Gannon, my beloved boyfriend. He's very pro an independent Vegas because an independent Vegas means more people have freedom to make their own decisions.
Right.
And again, it's not that it's bad. Every single choice comes with this is going to suck in these ways. It's good in this way, but this way it's going to be bad.
Damn. Okay. Okay. So I guess I'm going independent. I can't imagine. I mean, I obviously could never side with Legionnaires. Obviously, I'm never going to side with Mr. House. The NCR
are bad, but I mean, they have law in place.
I guess
they've kind of lost their way a little bit. But
Kind of.
I mean,
actually, my first impression of the NCR was that they couldn't do shit about the Legion.
Because there's too much red tape there. And that's just something that it's like, you have to, if you sign up with them, it's like, well, I mean, people would be kind of strong, but they care more about their military than they do other things. And also, there's so much red tape that they refuse to do anything positive.
Yeah.
But people will be safer, I guess.
Maybe I had to save all the people of Brim. So I don't know
that
that's true.
That's the thing. That's what you're, that's kind of the that's the compromise. Every single thing comes with a compromise. You will never get 100% correct.
Well, that is fine. But it just, I the thing that's worrying me is it's seeming like independent is the worst option.
Independent isn't the worst. It is hard to get right. Because it's kind of this thing of like, independence is good and you're giving everyone independence. And then you're kind of a leader amongst them all, but you're just one guy. And then eventually things might fall apart. There are people who are stronger around you. And if you're like, if a group of people come to you and decide that they're going to take over Vegas, you can't really defend it. But Legion and the NCR and Mr. House could defend it. They could defend against outside invaders, but independents can't really do that. But then it was the first few times I played this, I went independent every time.
I thought I was allying with the other factions, the smaller factions, to be independent.
You are still doing that. You're still allying yourself with the smaller factions.
Okay.
But going independent is just, you're just, you don't want any of the major three to have a say in this. Which means you have to fight and kill all of the major three.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas if you ally yourself with one of the three, they're going to say, I don't want these people to be part of this thing because of XYZ reasons.
Okay.
And you have to just kind of go deal with it.
Well, I can't imagine for Ace specifically any of the big three being allies. NCR like me, but it's not mutual. You know, like, I'll help save like your individual guys, but I don't like you as an organization, you know, like I'm not gonna watch your men get tortured, but you don't
want them to be in charge.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine another route then. So, okay, I guess that's helpful, but is also a little frustrating. But I think that ultimately it's got to be independent then.
Yeah. No, that's just, yeah, that's what the, that's kind of what the game is forcing upon you. Again, that's what Dragon Age 2 is also doing. It is, you will not win this. You have to make a tough political choice because that's just kind of the way it is. Things will always be outside of your control, but with independence, it's a little more in your control. But then it also comes with the negatives of things being more in your control. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Okay.
So, in the same vein of someone wanting a more unified Vegas without these three major factions killing each other, my guy is freaking out and very paranoid and was also going independent, but for power-based reasons. But I haven't solidified who I'm going with yet because...
Okay.
I then... immediately went to Fortification Hill because I told Mr. House, and Mr. House was like, damn, he got away. That's a shame. Go to Fortification Hill and grab the get the chip. Whilst you're there, there is a bunker that I'm going to need you to get into and then put in the platinum chip and make everything work for me. You ask what the platinum chip is. He says, it's something that I built pre-war that I have spent, that he spent untold amounts of actual US dollars on. And then when everything fell apart, he says, and then I guess I was using caps or whatever people use for money now. Apparently he spends around $1 million caps a year to comb the wasteland looking for this platinum chip because he was getting it delivered to him pre-war, the bombs fell. And then since then, in the past 270 odd years, he's had people comb the wasteland to try to find it. Finally found it, gave it to you. He said, it's very good and it's prime for my plan of saving Vegas. So my guy being very gullible was like, okay, I'll go to Fortification Hill and I'll help it. I dropped Veronica off. I dropped Boone off. I then got Arcade Ganon. Arcade Ganon, similar to Boone, when he joins up, says, I'm okay with most things. I absolutely refuse to do anything to do with the Legion. Which he reveals fairly fast if you speak to him. It's because he's a gay man, and it's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not, like, the Legion will execute me if they find out I'm gay. I have absolutely nothing to do with them. So I was like, fine, I guess I'm going to Fortification Hill alone. Left everyone at my house. Wandered over to Fortification Hill. Before then, there was this giant irradiated area that I was sneaking around, and there was a bunch of ghouls wearing NCR trooper uniforms. After killing a bunch of them and then having to leave because I spent all of my rad away in this vault.
Yes.
And the radiation was just too high in this camp searchlight, is what it's called. I went down to the Fortification Hill boat that I was going to take. Speaking to some people wandering around, they said, oh yeah, the leader of that group of Legion soldiers, unleashed a trap on the, unhooked some, nuclear reactor stuff in Camp Searchlight, irradiating the whole thing and killing, turning every single NCR into a feral ghoul, which is why it's so irradiated over there. And I was like, oh, interesting. I found some slaves and I couldn't free them because my lockpick wasn't high enough. And also there's a bunch of Legion around me and I have about 3 bullets because I've been selling everything that isn't a silenced weapon. I went over to Fortification Hill. Walked around the Caesar's Legion camp. They also ask me, to give all the weapons, I get to keep holdout weapons because my sneak is really high. So I always have all of my pistols and minor weapons on me still because I'm hiding them. And then go in and I speak to Caesar. Caesar hands me the chip and tells me a little bit about his plan. I walk up to him and he's like, hey, so you're the guy who killed a bunch of NCR troopers in Helios 1. And then was also mentioning just a couple other things that I've done to accidentally help the Legion over my time. And he's like, that sounds great. Sounds like you're a man for the job. I've captured Benny, by the way, because Benny ran over here, tried to sneak past to get to the bunker for the platinum chip. Got captured, and then he's like, I need you to do this little thing for me. Here's the platinum chip. I know Mr. House has a plan in that bunker. I need you to go down the bunker and just blow it up. Kill everything, stop him from getting whatever plan he has, and then afterwards you can decide how Benny dies. I was like, cool. I fucking hate Benny, so I want Benny dead.
Yeah,
now.
Fuck Benny.
Caesar does have a very interesting storyline, and there's a bunch of fun things where you can betray him at several points throughout his questline, which I think is really fun. You can really play the stooge in his quest. I didn't, but I had this thing of I, the player, was pretty fucking scared of this zone. I don't have a lot of health. I don't have a lot of armor. I don't have any bullets. And there is 50 guys here. If I do anything against the Legion, I'm going to get my ass handed to me so fucking fast.
And I did.
I was like, I mean,
yeah,
because it's a tough area. It's an end game area, you know, you going through and killing all the Legion. So I was like, damn, I guess I have to do what the Legion are asking me to do because like, I don't really have a choice. I'm going to die otherwise. And then I was thinking like, well, this is exactly what Jake's going through. Jake is like, I'm going to fucking die if I do anything against the Legion. So I have to do it. He's manipulated by Mr. House. He's freaking out and drug addled. So he also wants to betray everyone and go independent because he doesn't trust anyone. And he's scared of the Legion. So he's doing what the Legion wants. So I've let myself several avenues to like jump into, depending on where I want to take his story.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into the bunker. They give me all my weapons back because they're like, you're helping the Legion. So here you go. I then walk down into this bunker. Mr. House then contacts me and is like, hi, I can only speak to you through this screen, so I can't speak any further in. I need you to take the chip to the main console and just insert it. That's all I need you to do. Touch or mess with anything else. So now I have the choice of I can either join Mr. House and put the chip in, or I can join Caesar's Legion and blow up this base. I walk all the way through. I also, if I want to go independent, I can also put this in for Mr. House and then just kill Mr. House later because he tells me that Mr. House in this bunker tells you that putting in this chip is going to upgrade the software of every single Securitron that he has, turning it from Mark 1 into Mark 2, making them like way tougher, way stronger. But Yes Man, if you speak to Yes Man is also like, oh, doing that's good for us as well, because we can just use that. He's like, I'm a Securitron. I can hack into all the systems and switch everything to from listening to Mr. House to listening to you. All you need to do is kill
I good. Get it. So it's like you can temporarily help Mr. House, but then it also gives you an in.
Yeah. Also, if you're going to kill Mr. House, it's weirdly easier to not upgrade anything because Mr. House will have less defenses because you haven't upgraded all of his systems. So I went through, I upgraded Mr. House. I helped Mr. House. I did save outside of this room because I was scared that if I was going to leave, all the Caesar's Legion were going to kill me.
Yeah.
They don't. They just kind of let you live. Because there is a big explosion, but explosion of everything getting upgraded really fast. So when you leave, Caesar is like, I heard an explosion and I felt a rumble under my feet. Congratulations, I feel like you did it. Thank you so much for helping me. You can decide how to kill Benny.
Oh my God.
Also,
okay.
I have other work for you if you want other work. And I was like, I mean, I get, I being the person who's like scared and cowardly and is, I agree to every quest. In the idea that I manipulate, like Jake thinks he's manipulating people into being like, yeah, sure, I'll do it with no interest in actually doing it. But I said, yeah, sure. And then he was like, okay, there's a few people who have betrayed me. I need you to kill them. Also, walking around Caesar's Legion camp, a bunch of ambient dialogue is slaves keep talking about the burned man. Then I went over to one of the Caesar Legion and I was like, so what's the story with this burned man I keep hearing about? And he's like, we don't talk about the burned man.
I was like, actually,
the burned man, the burned man. Yeah, you keep saying it. He's like, we don't talk about the burned man. There is a guy who used to be a part of Caesar's Legion, betrayed Caesar. He betrayed Caesar at the first battle of Hoover Dam, but he was like a head lieutenant. So we covered him in tar, set him on fire, and pushed him off Hoover Dam. And people keep saying that they see him.
Fun.
And so we've just we've banished his name from all of our records. We just call him the Burned Man now. The Burned Man is one of my favorite characters from this game. He's so fucking cool. He's not in this. He's in a DLC, but he's the coolest fucking guy.
Fun.
And I was like, interesting, fine. I then went over to Benny. I was like, what's up, buddy? How do you want to die? And then Benny's being really playful about it because he's like, I don't really, I mean, hey, listen, if you're giving the choice to me, it's let me go and we just run, which is an option and you can do. You can free Benny. But if you free Benny, all of the Legion immediately turn against you and you have to fight your way out again, which I learned on a reload. Because I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't really care. I don't have that. I just wanted to kind of see what would happen. But then you can decide to fight him one-on-one in the arena. You can have him crucified, or you can just shoot him in the head and execute him here. And I decided to just shoot him in the head and execute him right here.
Yeah.
I took his pistol. I took his nice suit. Benny is now dead for me. I moided him. Then going back, spoke more to Arcade Ganon. Spoke to Veronica. We went to the Brotherhood of Steel thing. The Brotherhood of Steel zone is really fun. You kind of have to have a password or really, really high speech checks to talk your way in.
Oh, yeah, that's who I haven't met yet. I haven't met the Brotherhood of Steel.
The Brotherhood of Steel? Yeah. I accidentally found them whilst wandering around. But because I had Veronica in my party, I didn't need anything. I didn't need to do any checks because Veronica just walks in. She walks in, does a fun little conversation with the person on the other end, and then you have free reign inside of the bunker.
That's cool.
There's a lot of stuff here, which I won't talk about now. And then also helped the boomers, because Mr. House wanted the boomers to join his team. So
which
is an independent faction. Yeah, I bought a thing. I bought a note off of a guy.
I bought the thing, too. I bought the thing, too. The little, like, magazine thing that's like, oh, here, you go from, like, the front gate and stay on the left side and or the north side.
Yeah, you, like, hide behind tall buildings, run to the gate, and then, yeah.
Yeah. And I tried to do that, but I can't even get to the front gate because getting to the front gate is swarming with Legionnaires.
It's not Legion, it's boomers.
No, Legion, to get, like, from getting to the start point, I couldn't get past Legion. I tried going in, like, the straight way, and then I got blown up by boomers. And then I tried to go around to the front gate, got hit by Legionnaires. Then I tried to sneak behind buildings, still got blown up. I have a gripe with this game that is similar to my gripe with Skyrim. Although Skyrim has ways to cheat this that I have not discovered in Fallout yet. But wayfinding in these games is a fucking nightmare. There, nothing about quest markers makes any sense. The map does not, is just, it's bad. And there's just no good way to find where you're trying to go. Skyrim fucking sucks at this too. I hate wayfinding in video games a lot of the time. Just generally speaking, I think that it's stupid and I think that it's not done well most of the time. And I get really frustrated and just find it insufferable when it's just like not clear where you're supposed to go.
Sure.
Especially in these like big open world games where that is actually necessary. I find it a chore to get around.
there are some bits which are overly complicated, with several, like if one quest has several map markers, knowing which one is which is a bit of a puzzler, having to figure it out. But I went to the boomers. The boomers is a fun quest. They're all ex-vault members who found a like a military airbase and then picked up every single explosive that they have. And they're very fun. They're cool. The fact that they're named boomers is not like... like, they are boomers in, like, the way that we know what a boomer is.
Right. They are
hard stuck in their ways, think that they are the, like, number one best group because of some random thing that happened in their past that they weren't even involved with anymore. It's very fun. But I spoke to them. I got them to join our team after doing some pretty questionable things at them. But only to one guy. There's this quest where this one guy's like, oh, I'm in love with a girl, but she's not part of this facility because they don't let anyone in and they don't leave this like little airbase that they're on. They have like essentially moved a vault outside where they refuse to let others in. But I was, he's in love with this woman because he keeps seeing her through his binoculars. I go over to her and I'm like, hey, this guy's in love with you. You should go speak to him. And she's like, oh my God, am I allowed? Will I be blown up? And I had the ability to speech check and lie and say, yeah, they said that you could go. I've already cleared it. And she's like, oh, yay. And then walks and then immediately gets blown up.
Oh my God.
And I clicked that because I was like, I wonder what will happen if I do this. I wonder if I can beat her to the facility and then be like, don't touch her. It turns out you can't. Yeah. She left and immediately gets bombed out the sky. And yeah. The guy is not happy with me after that. But I was like, I didn't do it. Your guys did it. And he's like, I guess that's true. But I've got them to join. I did some Brotherhood stuff. I have heard a lot about Black Mountain. So I'm really excited to go there because I, Robin, love Black Mountain. So I'm going to be going there next.
I haven't heard anything about that, I don't think.
Oh yeah, I've heard heaps about it. And I'm gonna be taking my main boy Arcade Ganon, voiced by a really great voice actor who in real life is just the worst.
He's
a piece of fucking shit, and he really just should have just been taken his paycheck and been beloved rather than decided to become a Nazi over it. Yeah, so I'm going to be taking him because he really wants an independent Vegas. Yeah. Veronica kind of wants an independent Vegas, but doesn't really care as long as the Brotherhood of Steel are really cared for. Boone wants the NCR. I think Sharon Cassidy doesn't care about who takes over. So she's someone who you can use with the Legion. One of the other people is in Black Mountain, and then I think the last character who I haven't seen in ages, but who's played by Machete. I don't know where he is, but I'm gonna find him and I'm gonna get him on my team because he's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all of my Fallout plans.
Do you have any advice for me on what to do next?
Again, it's like if you want to go independent, then you have to turn the difficulty down, which I've been meaning to tell you pretty much since we started playing, is turn the difficulty down.
It's down as far as it can go.
That's crazy. Get good, then, is kind of my opinion. learn how to shoot a gun.
No.
That's good.
No.
Okay. Well, there's only so much you can do for people. You got to kind of let them learn. just keep exploring. Keep exploring, going around. Black Mountain's pretty fun. It's a good, cool area. I think this will be... We'll have a kind of another, like, kind of do whatever week. I think I'm not gonna go independent. I'm gonna choose either Mr. House or the Legion. I kind of like the idea of someone who doesn't like the Legion but is so scared that they're joining them anyway.
I like that too. I feel like I feel like that's a natural progression.
Yeah. Even though Mr. House is like manipulating him to like hyping him up a lot. Which he's not really, but he's manipulating you just enough to be like, oh, he's kind of negging you constantly. And is like, oh yeah, I can impress this guy. And he does say rule Vegas together, which I think is big for him. But he has also been kind of picking up all of these smaller factions to join him. But I'll go back to the Legion and I'll talk to them about it. Oh my God. Also, I went back to Helios 1 because the Boomers wanted me to go back to Helios 1.
Not
a single member of the NCR there. Every single one has been slaughtered by members of the Legion. The Legion now own Helios 1. And have killed everyone except for Fantastic, the scientist, who's wearing Legion robes now. And when you speak to him, he says, hey, when in Rome. And I think that's very funny. I like him a lot. Yeah.
And you blew everybody up at Helios 1, right? That's what
I'm
you
the
did.
Because I executed a bunch of people, I'm the reason the Legion were able to swoop in. Speaking to the Brotherhood of Steel, they are also... They also talk a lot about Helios 1, about how it's been destroyed and how they lost that footing. Because Veronica talks about it, saying, oh, my companion here has already dealt with Helios 1 and armed the Archimedes too. And the Brotherhood of Steel are like, oh, shit. Wow. That's fucking crazy.
Okay.
And are talking... kind of hype about it because I saw a kid. I can't remember if I spoke about this last week or last time. I saw a kid. The kid was running around to another kid going pew 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 with a little fake toy gun. I said, hey kid,
yeah,
cool,
you told
there.
Me about this,
can I
that
buy this
shit
and the
rules.
Kid's like, okay, I mean it doesn't do anything. I was like, yeah, that's fine, I'll pay you 100 caps for it. He's like, whoa, gives it to me. It turns out to be the Poseidon energy arming device for the Archimedes 2. I now have an orbital laser cannon that I can just kind of pick where it goes, and then a giant cannon from space will kill whatever I point at. It's fucking delicious. But the Brotherhood of Steel really like this artifact because they're kind of insane about old world tech.
Yeah.
So they're looking to upgrade it, or they will kind of do whatever I want because they're like, oh my God, you have a very, very big piece of old world tech. So that's fun. But yeah, maybe joining the Legion because he's too scared and drug addled.
I think that is fun. And frankly feels like it makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a shame because I fucking love Mr. House, but I do also love killing Mr. House. I'm killing Mr. House because it's so fun.
Yeah.
That little fight is crazy. I like it a lot. However, I have made it infinitely more difficult by arming all of the things. So maybe I'll reload a little bit before. No, I'll just go for it.
I'll live
in my decisions. Yeah, it's fun though. And I also will have... The problem is, which is kind of why I've been umming and ahhing it, that means I'm not going to be able to have Boone. Boone is going to try to kill me. And it also means that Arcade Ganon is going to leave because Ganon is also like, I'm not doing this if we are siding with Legion.
Yeah, of course.
I think Veronica is just going to be deeply, deeply disappointed with me, but ultimately be fine. I think maybe it's time to get the Rose of Sharon Cassidy on my team so that she can be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Or I think if you join the Legion, I can't remember. I think it might be if you're part of the Legion, no companion will be okay with you. You have to have the companions who don't think like Edie and the dog, because no one else will join you.
No one else will join you.
No,
which makes sense.
You're a monster.
Pure fucking evil. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's that. I think if I'm to give you maybe advice, I think it's probably if you're going independent, just also do Mr. House's route, because it's very similar until the end, and then you can kill Mr. House, and then everything then comes into
interesting.
You. So you can just kind of follow his route. Join all the people that you want, because it's not like when you get someone on your team, join me. It's there will be a battle at Hoover Dam. Can I count on your support? And it's yes. And that either counts toward Mr. House, toward whoever like asked you to go, or you. So you can kind of do any route and then fuck everyone over at the last minute. Which I think is that. But Mr. House just has like a slightly more open path and group with everyone.
Okay.
And he's also right there. Like he has the house. He has the house which you send everyone. Yes Man is right outside. Because you're going to be speaking to Yes Man a lot as well. Because you're because he's going to be telling you all the things that you want to be doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that. That's a good...
Yeah. Also, just follow your own heart. Just wander around. Wander around, experience the wasteland.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I need some fucking...
Do it better. Laugh different.
No. I need to desperately uncover some plot. So I'm seeking plot.
All we've
now.
Been doing this week has been plot week. There's been so much plot happening.
Okay, we've talked for an hour and 20 minutes about plot. I've played I feel like a million hours of the game. So like I feel like I need a slightly higher concentration.
Just don't explore then. Just do main missions.
Yeah, I might be doing that. I'm working on it. Okay. Oh boy. Open world games.
The most tired guy in the world. Well, that has been our week. Next week is going to be a free for all. We're just kind of doing stuff. The week after, I'm going to force us into
DLCs.
Dead money. Yeah.
Great.
Because the DLCs are extremely contained. It's like just the world of the DLC, and then you leave. Then you leave, and you can't touch it anymore.
Love that. Okay.
So we're gonna have one last week, and then we're gonna go into DLC. I do believe that Dead Money, which will be the first one we do, is like it's recommended. Let me see. Dead Money level. Level. Okay, so people are saying no necessary level requirements, but like around the late teens, early 20s is a good time to start it. It is hard. It is a survival one. So it's
cool.
So just so you know, because I know that we're not doing it this week, Dead Money is like a horror saw trap themed one. You have to like... You're consistently taking tick damage from just living in the world. There are unkillable enemies. Sneaking really matters. Lockpicking and like repairing stuff.
Okay.
It's so thematic. It fucks so stupid hard.
Okay.
I love it so much. But it's one where each of the DLCs have like, these are the skills that you probably wouldn't normally be picking up that are like important in this DLC.
Which I like. I have been focusing on those skills. So
yeah.
That
and Dead Money is like survival, repair and lockpicking normally, which is just lockpicking is one that everyone will pick up. But next week is going to be sitting, chilling, hanging out. Also, you made it this far. Hi, how's it going? Dylan and I have two games on pre-save.
Yeah,
on Backer Kit that we have yet to talk about. But Dylan has All's Fair, which is... Do you want to talk about All's Fair?
Yeah, All's Fair is a two-player explicit RPG about wanting to fuck each other so bad that you save the world about it. It is inspired by Mickey 17 and is a horny, horny game about also fighting fascism. So it's good. I like it. I'm a big fan of it. And then Robin has Rise Wizards, which is
awesome.
We should talk about that.
Rise Wizards is a dice stacking world builder. You are all playing wizards building their towers. You do this by rolling a dice, answering a prompt about the dice that you rolled, the room that you're building, and then stacking it upon your wizard tower, seeing more of the horizon, You will be like drawing on a map and building this world collectively as a table as you're all doing this. There is like a lot of very unique and weird worlds that have been made whilst playtesting this game. It is a lot of fun. It is whenever you're playing one of your many tabletop role-playing games and you find yourself stacking dice, this is absolutely the game that you should be playing.
It's very fun.
And a story.
It is really fun.
Okay. With that, Dylan, I have some bad news.
What? Oh. Is it the bad news?
It's the bad news. Because, Dylan, unfortunately,
The game was rigged from the start. Yeah.
Good.